Mitt Romney's 6 primary wins on Super Tuesday did not come cheap. An NPR analysis of spending shows that just last week, the Romney campaign and the pro-Romney super PAC pumped millions of dollars into TV ads. NPR's Peter Overby has our story.
Romney's own campaign didn't spend all that much on TV last week, less than $1 million. But the pro-Romney super PAC, which has done almost nothing but negative advertising all year long, spent $5.7 million on TV for the week. The big showdown was in Ohio, between Romney and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Last week, although the Santorum campaign wasn't on Ohio TV at all, the pro-Santorum super PAC spent $220,000 on commercials. But that was only a bit more than one-tenth of what was reported by the Romney campaign and super PAC, as Romney fought to erase Santorum's lead in Ohio. John Geer is a political scientist at Vanderbilt University. His specialty is political advertising.
Given what Romney spent in Ohio in the last week, at least we have one hypothesis about why he closed the gap. He simply outspent Santorum by, you know, a dramatic amount.
And Romney won Ohio by less than a percentage point. The NPR analysis uses super PAC spending reports of the Federal Election Commission, plus data from the media tracking firm Kantar Media CMAG, as reported by The Washington Post. But there's one thing the analysis can't measure. That's the effectiveness of the advertising. At Vanderbilt, John Geer says the Romney super PAC may be boxed in strategically. He says the logical attack against Santorum would be that he's extremely conservative, except that in this year's Republican primaries, extremely conservative is what a lot of voters want.
So instead, they have to talk about earmarks and some other things that just don't really jive. And so I think the spending that's going on, especially the negative ads, probably aren't having very much effect because they're picking at small things.
But there's also an argument that all of the super PACs, with their attack ads, have had an impact on the contest, and not a good one. Benjamin Bates is a professor of communication studies at Ohio University. He says candidates always want a surrogate speaker to make attacks on their behalf. This year, the newly created presidential super PACs have embraced that mission.
By letting the super PAC take on that role, the surrogate is able to do all the dirty work on behalf of the candidate, which helps protect the attacker's image.
Advertising by all of the super PACs has been overwhelmingly negative. But here's the problem. Their relentless negativity seems to discourage some people from voting. Bates says that turnout in Ohio was expected to go up this year compared to 2008. That's because the GOP race is so competitive. Instead, turnout dropped about 5%. Bates thinks he knows why.
The super PACs are definitely doing their job. Their job is to introduce negativity and to get people to stay home. And they seem to have done that very, very well.
And that job is continuing as the primary battles grind on. The pro-Romney super PAC has told the FEC that so far it has spent $1.3 million in Alabama and Mississippi. And the super PAC that backs former House Speaker Newt Gingrich reported spending $1.4 million in those states and Kansas. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.